You are listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host for today, Cheryl Snyder. Just a reminder, you can stay up to date on events coming out of Anchorage today after this morning's earthquake on our website at kto.org, and you can get continual live coverage on 360 North TV and at 360north.org. Well, on the tales of bird note, we're going to continue the conversation of birds with our next guests in the studio, Joanne Flora and Janet Capito of the Juno Raptor Center. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you so much.
So you're here to talk about a fundraising campaign, but let's just first talk about the Raptor Center. Who would like to start telling us what you do?
Well, I can tell you that we take all birds, even though we are called the Juno Raptor Center. We do take all birds, no matter what the size, anything from a hummingbird to an eagle. So you're welcome to give us a call about that. I don't know what else to say. We don't really identify birds so much. I know I talked to a fish and wildlife gentleman who was asking me to identify a bird, and I just take care of them, you know. So basically, we take care of all birds.
Okay. And what are some of the circumstances that may have transpired for a bird to end up in your care?
Injuries can vary from just starvation. We'll probably be getting some eagles in, probably in January, because the youngsters don't know how to catch food as well as the adults who have been around for a while. So we will be getting more of an influx of birds at that time because of starvation for the winter. And the other ones are hit by a car or run into a window, fly into a window. We have had several birds who have been shot, like the bird who is up at the top on Mount Roberts was shot, and that was her original injury. And because of those injuries, she can't be released.
Okay, and that's Lady Baltimore, the eagle that
is
up in the facility up there that you can go and visit.
Correct.
At any given time, how many birds do you have in your care?
I think that can vary. We had 127 in 2017. I don't know that we have numbers counted for 2018 yet, but sometimes there are no birds that are in need of care or rehabilitation, and then there may be several on hand at the same time. And birds that can't be rehabilitated here in Juneau are often sent to the Raptor Center in Sitka because they have a more expanded, full-blown facility than we have. So we have kind of a partnership relationship with them.
Yeah. Yeah. So in winters are the hardest months for birds. Is that usually when you're going to see most of them?
Then and when the new babies are hatched. Oftentimes they fall out of the nest or are pushed out of the nest.
Pushed out, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So either one. You know, both of those times seem to be the greatest times that we see the birds.
Mm-hmm. And the goal is always to rehabilitate them
yes.
and let them release them back into the wild.
That's definitely our best goal. Mm-hmm. And we just recently released a barred owl that we had sent over to Sitka. We're still not sure exactly what was wrong with him, except that he was starving. He came back to be released here because there are no barred owls known to exist anywhere near Sitka, or I forget which island that is that Sitka is on, but there are no barred owls there. So he was brought back here to get more closer to his own territory.
And when you're releasing birds, is that something that people in the community are able to witness, or how do you manage that?
We used to do that with eagles, especially because people like to see them. You know, it's a big bird that you can see flying away. And we used to do that when we had our flight enclosure. We lost that because the property that it was on, the folks moved away, and so we lost that. So we haven't had an actual release of a large bird. We have, you know, I've released several smaller birds from my house and things, but hasn't been public for several years now.
Sometimes the birds are not released at a time when many people would like to come out, like the barred owl was released at night in the rain.
Yes.
Because it's an owl and it's it is a nocturnal bird. So we weren't going to release that one at noon.
How do you train a bird to fly again once it's been injured?
You don't usually train them. You have to put them in a larger enclosure, and you watch to see if they can fly, because birds instinctively know how to fly. So it's just like a child. You don't really train them to walk. They eventually learn how to walk on their own. So, and once they get started doing flying at all, they don't ever forget that.
Okay. So the campaign that you have underway, the fundraiser, is to raise money for a new facility for Lady Baltimore the Eagle to be up at the top of the tram.
Mm-hmm. We've been very fortunate between the generosity of Gold Belt and assistance with Jensen Yorba Lot and Silver Bow Construction. We have acquired a beautiful redesign of the Mew, which is technically what it's called, for Lady Baltimore. The old Mew that is no longer up there had kind of a shacky sort of appearance. I mean, it wasn't like you didn't look at it and go, yeah, that's home, right?
You think it's very Alaskan.
It was very Alaskan, but it kind of had that tar paper look about it,
yes.
You know. So now we have under construction, a really beautiful facility that is compatible with the other structures on Mount Roberts. It has better traffic flow, better access for people living with disabilities. So it will be more convenient for wheelchairs and walkers. More people can be accommodated at the viewing areas of the Mew at the same time. It's not going to be quite the subway crush that it has been in the past. So we're very excited about it, and we've had just really great help from those organizations and a great design by Jensen Yorba Lot. And there's still things that have to happen, you know, to finish it off. There needs to be signage and acknowledgement and the finishing touches. So we're working on raising some money to accommodate those things. We are also doing a year-end campaign to raise new members. We'd like to encourage people to join the Juno Raptor Center as members or volunteers. We can always use new volunteers, or maybe adopt a bird or serve on the board. We are fortunate that we have several people on our board right now, which is quite small, but they've been with the Raptor Center for a long time. And so they have knowledge and skill and ability that people like me, who've only been with them a few years, don't have. So we'd like to encourage people who are interested in the wild birds of Southeast Alaska to consider membership and actually working with us. And we'd love to hear from them. They can contact us through the website, junoraptorcenter.org, or on our Facebook page. There are links.
So how much money do you need to raise in matching funds specifically for the facility up at the tram?
You know, it isn't a matter of matching funds, because actually Gold Belt is pulling the biggest part of the load. It's going to be for a lot of the incidental things that come afterwards. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think if we could raise another $10,000 on our own, that would handle a lot of the small detail type items.
Or changes, like they just had to rearrange because of the way the trees were. They were just a little different than it was depicted on the drawing. So they had to take out some footings and re-put in different footings. So all of that takes a little bit extra money. So
yeah, darn those trees.
Yeah. Okay, so that's great. And then you mentioned one of the ways that you can volunteer is by adopting a bird. What is that program?
Well, we are fortunate that we have a group of volunteers that maintain the safety and the health and the care of birds at their homes. So these people are feeding the birds, and birds sometimes need veterinary care. There are expenses. You have to build, you know, individual enclosures for these birds to U.S. Fish and Wildlife specifications. You just don't get a cage and put a bird in. It's very restrictive and very specific. So if we have some extra funds on hand, let's say, for example, Janet's been maintaining the barred owl at her house. Now suddenly we need a home for a hawk, which is going to require a bigger enclosure. She doesn't have it, but if we had some extra funds on hand, we could, you know, adapt the space that she has to accommodate a larger bird.
Okay, terrific. So if people are interested in contributing to the funds needed for the eagle display up on Mount Roberts, or they want to adopt a bird or become a member, how do they do that?
Probably the easiest way is to go to the website, junoraptorcenter.org, yes, and click the Contact Us link. That's probably the easiest way. Our office number is also listed on the website. There's not somebody in the office routinely, but you can leave a message. Most importantly, though, if you come across a bird that is injured or appears to be ill or there's a problem, we do have a hotline, which is 790-5424. That's the number to call if you have what we would consider to be a bird emergency. And that would be if you're out hiking with your dog and you find an eagle in a trap or something large, you know, smashes into your car. We've actually had bird strikes on cars. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't pay any attention to the rules of the road. They just kind of go where they want to go, and sometimes it's not to their advantage.
Yes, and so we have somebody on pager duty 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Janet has it right now, but it's out in the other room.
Yes, sir.
But
okay.
Can I say that again? 790-5424?
Yes, right. That's great.
Well, yeah, that would be helpful.
Thank you both so much, Joanne Flora and Janet Capito, for coming in today and filling us in on all the great things you have going on at the Raptor Center.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.